Praise the Lord. We hail the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how many days now. I guess this is our third day, maybe. Fourth day. So We have a few more days to go, but I do know this, that every day that we are here, God is infusing us with greater measures of His grace, His favor, His peace, and all that He has ordained for us to have. Praise be the name of the Most High God. Welcome to this special day. It's a special day, especially for Mama and I. 41 years ago, on a Saturday, today is Monday, so we got hitched together as husband and wife. It was the fulfillment of a prophetic declaration many years before. Between 75 and 81, we knew what God had planned. And even though we are separated by space and time, at the fullness of time, God made it happen. And 41 years later, we are thankful to the Lord for His goodness towards us. It has helped us so greatly. We've changed quite a bit. I know I've changed. I used to be, very skinny, with a long neck. but I've filled up since. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yes, 41 years of eating will do that, Mama says. Yeah, I think so too. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Amen. I'm excited about this evening. I'm excited about it because the Lord began to say to me today, and I'm going to be reading from the same passage of Scripture. He said, the devil doesn't have the final say. Hallelujah. Man doesn't have the final say. So the core of my message today to us by the Spirit of the Living God is exactly that. The final say. Who has it? Who has the final say in your life? Who has the final say about your health? Who has the final say about where you are going to be for all eternity? Who has the final say? I want you to think about that today, because today we are going to strip the enemy of every right that he thinks he has. Amen? We must decide tonight, in this place and wherever you are, and whatever time you're going to hear this word, you've got to decide that very moment that the devil does not have the final say. Praise God. He can plan all he wants to plan, and he can strategize all he wants, but he does not have the final say. Period. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity once again to come into your presence. And Lord, oh God, tonight we embrace all that you have for us. We say yes and amen to your will. Yes and amen to your word. Yes and amen to your plan. Yes and amen to your objectives. Yes and amen to your goals. Yes and amen to and for the destiny that you've ordained for us. It will not be thwarted. Your giftings on our lives will not be robbed and stolen. They will not be diminished. For in you, God, we have increase, continued increase. The light shines brighter and brighter and brighter, increasing unto the perfect day. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Word of God says here in the book of Acts, the 12th chapter. Let's go back to that passage. It says, now about that time. That's interesting. Now about that time. So there was a timing. There was a timing in which the enemy decided to come against the church and the people of God. What time was this? The Bible says in verse 27 of chapter 11, it says, and in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth, great famine, great pain throughout all the world. Isn't that amazing? This was a famine that was going to be global. A dirt that was going to be global. It says that prophetic statement came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. But it is God who spoke and said, there's going to be dirt. There's going to be a famine. There's going to be a difficult season. And it's going to be global, not just there in Israel, but this was going to be a global, you may say, pandemic. But a prophet of God, having declared it, said this is going to happen, and it happened as it was prophesied. Verse 29 says, praise the Lord. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. So these are people who are also in trouble. They had the same situation like those that were in Judea. But they decided that we are going to support the church. We're going to support, even though we are struggling, even though we have a crisis happening with us, just as it is happening for them, but we're going to make sure that they are okay. If we taught the same way today, while the pandemic is going on, people, saints from different places, members of the church will say, you know what, I may be struggling, but there will not be a sign of struggle in our church. Hallelujah. We are going to make sure that everything keeps on going well. And what did God help us do during the course of this crisis, this pandemic? He made certain that we are bringing about change. In the midst of the pandemic, we are renovating. Hallelujah. God has an agenda. But it happens also with us taking from our hearts and believing God for something extraordinary to happen. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So they decided to bring relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did. They did what they thought to do, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas. Barnabas, so helper. He has a grace on his life to be one who helps. Hallelujah. So here's Barnabas and Saul or Saul. They received these gifts and they went on their merry way, went to the saints in Judea to minister to them. See, Barnabas, that's a great name. Barnabas, son of Abbas. But it also means this, a son of rest. Saul, they took the gifts that these ones had given in different parts and bring it. And the Bible says that while Saul means desired. So you can say it this way, desired rest, came with a blessing at this strategic time when the church was receiving relief. Herod decides to do his thing. The Bible says in chapter 12, now about that time, when relief was coming, hear me and hear me well, at this time that relief is coming, the devil is planning what else to do to make sure that the church, the people of God, do not come into their fullness. So Herod takes on this assignment, this devilish assignment, and he is going to target the people of God. His name, Herod, means heroic. And there are some who are being hailed as heroes in the midst of this pandemic. And the hand of God is about to strike. They come, Herod, and he grabs the first person he could find called James. James is a brother of John. And they are partners with Peter. And he grabbed him and he killed him. The Bible says, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Cut him up. And when he found out that his action pleased the Jews, he proceeded further. It's like what has happened during the course of this pandemic. One day it was this, and when that was okay, they moved and they moved and they moved, and the devil will keep on moving just to bring people to a place where he limits the purposes of God for the lives of God's children. Please do not mistake what I'm saying to you right now. I'm not saying there is no pandemic. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the devil is capitalizing on whatever it is that is happening to make certain that his purposes are fulfilled. But it's not time. God already spoke to us to back off the darkness. And I believe that in 2022, this darkness will be fully backed off in Jesus' mighty name. The enemy came and he was going to destroy Peter at the time of Easter, or the time of the Passion, the time of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, his burial, and his resurrection. And he comes and he wants to destroy Peter. He puts Peter in prison. Peter is limited. The household of God are driven and they are hiding behind shut doors. Peter is behind shut doors, chained down, behind shut doors. Quaternions of soldiers, 16 soldiers, are out there surrounding him. There are two wards of the military forces blocking him because the agenda was this, that he was going to be destroyed. And in the night, the last night, praise God, the last night, it's like God just so you're going to tie him down. But while you're doing that, I'm going to cause my people to be praying for him. They are going to go into a place of divine unity, seeking the well-being of another. And the church was praying in Rhoda's house. And while they are praying, the Bible tells us the angel of the Lord showed up. Light shines all over the room. But even in the midst of that happening, we said in the days past, he still was not free. That what brought him to his place of freedom was when he got awakened from his sleep. For the Bible says, he says, the angel smote Peter on the side and raised him up. And what? Raised him up. I declare today that in the name of Jesus Christ, that the God who reigns supreme will do for us that which we have not even been willing to do for ourselves. He's been tapped. He's been smitten. And he's still lying down there. It's not that God did not try. It's not like the angels did not try. The angels doing everything, and the angel had to grab him and stand him up. Reminds me of my youngest granddaughter. You know, sometimes when you're trying to carry her, she just goes limp and just, you know, she doesn't cooperate. You have to just lift her up. That's our way of finding affection. But we don't need this now. He's sleeping. And he's been awakened. Now, I do know that there's something good about sleeping because sleep brings you rest. And that's a good thing. Him sleeping in the night that he's supposed to, or the night before the day that he was going to be killed, says to me, maybe he wasn't afraid. He was resting in the goodness of God. But there's something more than that. And it is this, that sometimes we sleep because we've accepted the mandate of the enemy. We go to sleep because there's nothing we can do about it. Whatever it is going to be, it's going to be, and I'm done. They're going to kill me anyway. The Bible doesn't tell us that Peter was praying for himself. Makes mention of, no mention of that. Why not? Well, I guess because James has been killed. And sometimes you can be in prison and do not know how to pray for yourself because you have already given up. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that you and I will not give up and accept the status quo as what is meant to be. No, it is not meant to be so. Not until God gives his final word about the matter. I am not going to remain sick because the doctor said so. I'm not going to remain sick because society says so. I'm not going to remain sick because that's how things are supposed to be. You know, you get this and then that happens and then that happens and then you die. The devil's a liar. We are not going to accept anything the devil has to say. The devil's agenda is not God's agenda for my life. Peter went to sleep. Until he's so asleep, he has to be grabbed and raised up. My goodness, Peter! Why? How deep can you be in your sleep? Please be reminded of this. The angel was there. The light shined in the prison. And he still did not wake up. And he smote Peter on the side. And he still did not wake up. And he raised him up and shook him. That's exactly what happened. It says, arise. Well, if he's raised him up, why is he saying arise? Because he's still going limp. Arise. There's some things I cannot do for you. You've got to do this yourself. Get dressed. Get dressed. Stop tolerating the status quo. Everyone in my family, they've died from diabetes and from high blood pressure and from cancer. Their name is not my name. James may have died, but my name is Peter, and I'm not going to die. That's what Peter is supposed to believe. Because it happened to somebody else does not mean that that's your story. You were uniquely birthed by God. Your fingerprints are individually yours. Your eyes, yours. Your voice print, yours. Because it happened to somebody else does not mean that it's going to be repeated in your life. Not if God has not decided that you are the blessed and highly favored. You see, Peter should not have remained in that prison. Say, Pastor, why would you say such a thing? Because Jesus said to Peter, I've given to you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever it is you bind shall be bound. Whatever it is that you lose shall be loose. Upon the truth, the revelation of who I am, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. On the basis and the foundation of this truth, which God the Father revealed unto you, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail over my church. You see, the things that happen in our lives many times happen simply because we forget to believe what God said. What did God say? You know, what I believe is this, that no matter what the circumstances, whatever God told me he's going to do in my life, with my life, must come to pass, or else I cannot leave this plane. Nothing can take me out until the manifestation of the Word of God. Hallelujah. The dreams and the vision God has placed in your spirit are there to make certain that you remind yourself, if there's anything that's not been fulfilled yet, I cannot go anywhere because this has not been done yet. Hallelujah. This has not happened yet, so I cannot go anywhere because I must see the manifestation of this purpose of God in my life. Praise the Lord. God is going to have the final say, not my circumstance, not the economy of Canada or the United States or any part of the world. Nothing has the final say but the word of the Lord that He has spoken into my spirit and declared unto me, this is what I'm going to do in your life. Hallelujah. God said, henceforth, I have an open door for you. I say amen. Guess what? Nothing is going to stop that. Praise the Lord. Nothing is going to stop it. Today, we had a television broadcast through a ministry in Uganda. And that broadcast covers millions of people that are viewing that particular channel. You know, they are not like us here, you know, that have all kinds of television, you know, stations. You know, you've got limited amounts of stations, you know, that you're going to view. And when you've got a Christian station, you're going to flip to it. So they've got millions. And now, not only do they have millions, they have an outreach that is global and streaming globally. Guess what? The name of that television station was called Top TV. I say, wow, on the first Monday, hallelujah, of the year, on the first broadcast from that television program, here I am at the top of the world broadcasting about the goodness of God. Because God said, I have an open door for you. Hallelujah. And the doors are going to open so wide. In the midst of the pandemic, when God said to us, there is a shut door, but there's also an open door. God opened the world to us. We've done more ministry during this pandemic than we did years and decades. When I was even traveling 3-4 times a month, we're reaching more people. Because God said, there's a shut door, but there's an open door. How amazing is it going to be now when He says, henceforth, I've put an open door before you. The devil's in trouble. Glory be to God. We're going to be connected in every direction, doing extraordinary things, because there is an open door. And I refuse to accept the status quo. Hallelujah. I refuse to accept it. It is not true. Whatever the devil is trying to do, it stops now. Because God has an agenda, and His agenda shall come to pass. God's will in heaven shall be made manifest in the earth for all to see. And hands will be lifted up to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because our God has the final say. Praise the Lord. So while the enemy was planning on shutting down Peter and shutting down the church, God dispatches an angel. And the angel says, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee. Put on your clothes and follow me. Do you think the angel needed a key to unlock the bolt and whatever else? Angel just walked right through the door, closed door. And he said, Peter, follow me. Peter just followed him. Thank God Peter did not, he was not fully awake yet. He thought he was still dreaming, because if he was fully awake, Peter would say, I can't go through that door. It's locked. There are some things God has to, you know, shield us from. Praise the Lord. So that our faith is not combating any obstacles. God help us all. So he walks right through the door too. Just like Jesus did. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't need any open doors. Wherever he wanted to enter, he entered. Hallelujah. And the church began to experience this awesome grace of God. The Bible tells us about Philip. obeying this instruction and the guidance of God. When there was a revival, God says, Come on, I want to take you somewhere. And takes him into a desert place, and there he meets an Ethiopian eunuch, and the man did not understand what he was reading. He interprets it for him, explains it to him, and the man says, what hinders me from being baptized? By the way, we're going to have another baptism at the end of the month. What hinders me from being baptized? There's water here. And he gets baptized. And when he got out, he's looking for Philip. But Philip was long gone. Philip took one step, and Philip was in another city. Because there is a God who has the final say. And he's not going to be limited to natural things. You hear me saying that again and again? Even before this pandemic started, I told you by the Holy Ghost that God was going to do extraordinary things, that there's going to be a time. I don't know when he's going to do it, but I know I'm not always going to travel with the jet plane. I know that. So how do you know that? It has happened already in the Bible. There was a man called Philip. He took one step and showed up in Azotus. He did not have that experience before, but God had the final say. And I tell you today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there is going to be a manifestation of the power of God that is not explainable. We are going to be doing things in extraordinary ways because God cannot be limited by man. Hallelujah. Say, I've not seen that happen before. Well, there's a lot of things you didn't see happen before. So when I see it, I believe it. God says, believe and you'll see it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is a faithful God. If he can give me supernatural speed, he can do anything else. If he can fill a freezer full of food, he can do anything else. If he can cause me to drive a car on an empty gas tank for a whole week, he can do anything else. Hallelujah. I'm ready for whatever it is God wants to do. I say, Lord, 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 beam me up. He's going to do it one of these days. We are going to be raptured. Hallelujah. So why are you second guessing me when I'm talking about moving from one place to another? That's the least thing. Hallelujah. You can be in your house, open one door, and show up in another city. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is going to do dramatic things. And it is not going to be somebody telling you a story that, I believe I went to Benin City. No, there will be pictures to prove it, hallelujah, that you were actually there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One of these days you might come here and I'll be preaching from that big large screen over there from another city and I did not take a ticket. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, Pastor, you're talking crazy now. Oh, it's not crazier than turning water into wine, is it? It's not crazier than taking 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feeding 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women and the children, is it? There's nothing God cannot do. He has the final say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Herod, in his heroic mindset, thinks he is going to destroy Peter. But on the night, the last night, and I believe that we've come across that last night, and now God is stepping us into a new day. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether it was last year or 2 years ago, God began to give us a message about the midnight hour. Do you remember that? The midnight hour is that special time when you switch at the split of a second, you are in a new day. It doesn't look like anything has happened. The darkness is still the same, but it's a new day. The date changed. And God has changed the date. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, this afternoon as I was ministering, the Lord says, He says, you spend so much time about a new year. And what's the new things that are going to happen in the new year? He said, let me tell you something, son. It's a new day. Every day is a new day. And every new day, I have something new for you. Benefits for every new day. I said, Lord, yes, it's in the Bible. But I've been thinking, yeah. He says, no, stop thinking years. Start thinking day. Oh, I hear that. I'm talking about that, and it says, and now you now okay, now you got that. It says, now start thinking this same hour. Praise the Lord. Because God can change your story just like that. He has the final say. The diagnosis may say this, but God has the final say. The bank account may say this, but God has the final say. I was somewhere the other day. There's so much snow on my roof. And I said, you know what? Everybody's bugging me about this snow now. Brother James comes and says, oh, there's so much snow on your roof, the roof of your car. I say, okay. Then Mama says, there's snow. So I said, I don't want to hear about this snow anymore. Let me go clean it. So I go to this car wash, and sure enough, I put the water in there, and it's not moving it. I've done regular car wash, it didn't solve the problem. Now I go to hand, wand, whatever, and still nothing is happening. So I decide to start knocking it off. And while I'm doing that, this guy comes to me with this, what do you call those things, scraper for cleaning your snow. All kinds of words. You know what I'm talking about. Those of you in Phoenix and whatever else, you don't know anything about this. So I'm scraping away, and he comes with this nice one. He says, here, it's for you. I said, what do you mean it's for you? This is the nicest scraper. I think that thing must cost about $50. No kidding. It is solid. It has a stretch that you can use. It has a blade that you can use. It has all kinds of stuff attached to it. He said, it's yours. I said, for me? He said, yours. Yours, take it. I said, thank you. I took my other one, which was nice already. I put it in the car, and I took the one he gave to me and said, oh, man, did that thing work? The right tool. So it is that things are going to drop in your hands that you did not even ask for. Hallelujah. There were other people in the car wash. He could have given it to any of those people. But he comes to find the blessed and highly favored one. Hallelujah. So shall blessings pursue after you and overtake you. You say, Pastor, that was just a scraper. Well, be thankful for everything. If you don't thank God for the little, much more will not come to you. Well, thank God for everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be thankful. Because the one who has the final say is the one who's going to reward you. Praise God. Herod is planning his thing. God was doing his thing. Peter is out of that jail. And you know the rest of the story. But the Bible continues on. In verse 11, after the iron gate is opened and the angel departs, and the Bible says Peter comes to himself. He's restored in his thinking. And says, oh wow, that was not a dream. That was not a vision. And so he goes to the place where they were praying for him. When he gets there, the people that were praying for him lost it. They didn't even believe that he was the one out there. Because they tell Rhoda, we don't think so. We don't think so. We don't think that the person that is out there is Peter. And they said unto her, thou art mad, coming to tell us this kind of story. Now I wonder, what were you guys praying about? But she have constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. It's not Peter. It's Peter's angel. Now they've come up with their own doctrine. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Why are you astonished? See, they were praying, but they really did not believe that the prayer that they were praying will be answered. Why? Because I'm sure they prayed for James. And James was killed. And this is what happens many times to us. We've prayed about something and nothing happens, and so we stop praying. Or even when we pray, it's lip service. We really don't believe that's going to happen. We're just doing something religiously so that we say we did something. At least we prayed. But I hear the Lord saying that He's bringing us to a place where no prayer is going to be left unanswered. Hallelujah. Whatever happened yesterday was yesterday. That is last night. That's last week. That's last year. That's the last decade. That's the last century. But now you are going to come to that place in God where you are going to see the manifestation of what you've been asking God for. And you will be astonished. Stop doubting God because of what happened yesterday. He has the final say on this one. And he's saying it. And when I came in this evening, I heard that song. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. And I said to the worship team, that's the right song. That's the right song. God is saying to you, your circumstance doesn't have the final say. Amen? It doesn't. Nebuchadnezzar thought he had the final say. And he's going to get rid of these Hebrew boys. But God had the final say. Daniel, we're going to throw you into the lion's den. But God had the final say. The devil does not have the final say. Israel, we won't keep you here in Egypt as our slaves. But God had the final say. Your boss at your workplace does not have the final say. Not when God wants you blessed. I heard a story of a man working faithfully at his workplace. He will stay longer than everybody else. But his manager did not care much for him because he was a believer and will promote everybody else. So they kept him, he was kept down, and those that came after him were now his bosses. Over him, earning more than he was. But he stayed faithful to the Lord, exalting the name of the living God. He wondered sometimes, why is it that everybody else has been promoted and I'm not promoted? God, I honor you with my tithe. I honor you with my offerings. I'm faithful in the house of God. I'm faithful at my workplace. I'm doing all the right things. God, why are things not happening, ticking the right way for me? One day, the owner of the company came to their branch office, and they were dealing with stuff, and there was an issue that needed to be resolved, and this man brought up the right solution to that problem. Oh, that's very good. He left. A year later, this man gets promoted. There was an opening, and he took this man that was way at the bottom, brought him to lead the entire department in that particular state. And all of a sudden, his boss that was busy pushing him down was now his employee. He could fire him if he wanted to. He was now under him. That man thought he had the final say. But Jehovah had the final say. Somebody may be trying to oppress you and keeping you down and thinking, let's put more weight on him and frustrate him. But God has a sneaky way of getting you roundabout so that you become the head of the one who wanted to push you down. Hallelujah. You must never lose sight of the goodness of God. Don't be envious of anybody else. God has something very uniquely cut out for you. Cut out for me. The heralds of this world may want to chain you down, but God has a way of getting you and I out. The thing I encourage us to do today is not to begin to satisfy ourselves and tolerate a bad situation and think, oh, I guess this is the way it's always going to be. No, it's only going to end up being what God wants it to be for you. Hallelujah. If he has to grab you and shake you to your right senses, he's going to do it. Because God is not going to be made a liar because of me. Hallelujah. God is not going to be made a liar because of you. If he's a good God, his goodness and his mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. That's a decision David had to make. Remember the story of David? Who said, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He's a God who leads me beside still waters. He's a God who restores my soul. Was it because everything happening in his life was just amazingly wonderful? No, he had a king called Saul running after him all over the place, trying to kill him. But he kept his eyes on the Lord. He said, the name of the Lord is a great fortress. I get to run into that name and I find safety there. It is the way you look at your situation today, the way you look at the situation in your life today, that's going to determine what kind of a year you're going to have. If you look at it and say, well, there is a pandemic out there and we're all going to die, you're going to die. Mark my words. But if you understand, yes, I have a God who is my keeper. He is my sustainer. People go out to war. People went into the First World War and they came out. They went into the Second World War and they came out. Some went into the Vietnam War and they came out. In fact, there are still survivors from all those wars still living. But they were in the same war that many died in. Determined that you're not going to die until you are satisfied. That's what the Word of God says. I'm not going to die until I'm satisfied. And no devil in hell can take you out. Hallelujah. I'm going to live a long life, healthy life, fulfilled life, blessed in my going out and my coming in. I am the blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Nothing shall be held back from me because God does not withhold any good thing. Make that decision. And no matter what the challenges are, you will come into that fullness, that desired fullness that you have. Praise the Lord. Tolerate nothing that does not line up with God's truth for your life because it happened to somebody else. That's somebody else. That's not you. You don't have the same name like them. The question I ask you now is this. What have you settled for? What have you started tolerating? And saying, I guess that's the way it is. Do you know that thing can be changed? And that the Herod that has positioned himself to be your adversary so that he can please somebody else, that Herod is going to die and you're going to continue living. That's what the Word of God says. Word of God says, Peter got out of jail, that imprisonment. The soldiers that were keeping him limited, they were all killed, wiped out. And the Herod, verse 21, Herod one day set himself up. He says, and upon a set day, a determined time, Herod arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God. And not of a man. And immediately, the angel of the Lord did what? Smote him. Same word. He smote Peter, but Peter did not die. But Herod is smitten. Because he did not give glory to God. And as he was smitten, the Bible says, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. He thought he was God. His speech was so amazing. He thought he was in charge. But I thank God today that the Word of God says that God opened up a portal in the heavens. And John was able to see, and he saw the one that was seated on the throne. was not Herod. And as we see him high and lifted up, we will come to that conclusion that our lives and our times are not in the hands of the devil or the hands of the government or the hands of some boss or the hands of some doctor, some diagnosis. It's not in the hands of some educator. It's not in the hands of some historian. It's not in the hands of some lawyer. It's not in the hands of some judge. My life and my times are in the hands of the living God. He still breaks people out of jails. And he's breaking you out of that place of imprisonment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am so glad tonight that the angel did not give up on Peter. And the Lord is not going to give up on you because he does not want you, does not want me, does not want us to perish. I am so glad my God does not give up. He'll go to the nth degree to make sure that his will, his purpose, his objectives, his goals, his destiny for my life is fulfilled. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Lindsay, could you please come and just play the song, How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, if we can get the lyrics, if you have it. Consider all the works thy hands have made. As we sing this song, know this, our God has the final say, because he's all that and much more. Praise the Lord. Ourselves to your awesomeness. We affirm tonight in agreement with your word that you are the one who has the last word. You proved it when you waited a while before going to Bethany. And then Bethany, a man who had died from an ailment, was called out from the tomb of his death. You said to the people, loose him and let him go. Father, we are thankful that this day, that time does not determine what you can do or cannot do. For indeed, we read in your word that even those that were dead for centuries, for millennia, were raised up from the dead. And again, at your return, even those that were cremated, oh my Lord, and your ashes scattered in the waters and scattered in the land and put in all kinds of crazy places, flushed. God, you will bring them all together because there are no impossibilities with you. Father, this day we pray that you, the God who has the final word, will put lives together, that you will heal minds, that minds have been scattered all over the place, that you put them, mend men and women, and restore bodies. Oh God, bring about wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore families, restore God, finances of people, restore lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lives have been destroyed by decades held in alcoholism, held in pornography, held hostage by drug addiction. Whatever it is that has caused lives to be so damaged, we declare this day that drugs do not have the final words. The hardship of life do not have the final words. The curses do not have the final words. Satan and his cohorts do not have the final words. Witches and wizards and covens do not have the final words. Governments do not have the final words. Judges do not have the final words. You, O God, have the final word. And we say, Lord, this day, speak. Speak. Speak, Lord. For your servants hear your voice and are transformed by your words. What you say will be made manifest. Lord, we believe your word. We believe your declarations. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, let it now be unto us according to thy word. Make us your extraordinary people, your great army that goes forth in power and with great authority, demolishing all the forces of darkness and flying high the flag of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time, if you've not honored God with your giving yet, I encourage you to please quickly just come, honor God with your giving. And if you do not have your communion elements, raise your hand and you'll be served promptly. If you need communion, just raise your hand, so that you are seen and served. you, Jesus. Please come, honor God with your giving. I'm going to ask Mama to come. Tomorrow evening, we're going to have your dear son minister to us powerfully. He's a prophetic voice that spoken into the lives of so many. He's very detailed, and I believe he has a word for us as people of the kingdom. So invite your friends, invite your neighbors. It might be happening through Zoom or whatever, but God knows no distance, and he knows you by name. Remember the last time he was with us at the beginning of last year, he was calling names of people, their middle names, the country they came from, the village they came from, without knowing any of those people or knowing any of those names. But how many of you know God knows every one of us? Amen.
This is how from another country.
Huh?
He wasn't present. Yeah, ministering from
another country. Yes, he was ministering from another country. And ministering to people that have already immigrated to Canada and talking to them about their hometown where they came from. Isn't that incredible? God knows you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knows every detail about you. That's how wonderfully God has been using this son. And sometimes we wonder, God, how did we get to have these sons and these daughters that are moving so mightily? Look at us as spiritual fathers. We thank God for every one of them. Hallelujah. So tomorrow will be our first guest. Come ready to receive the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
This is the body of the Lord. It's broken for us. It was not broken for no reason. The purpose of the establishment of this ritual of the Last Supper. For God does everything purposefully. We declare today will be made manifest in our lives, individually and corporately. That because of this that the Lord did, that the final word from God will be our inheritance and will be manifested in us and through us. Take off this body and eat. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I truly believe God's going to do wonders with our lives this year. You know, as you were ministering, I was just reflecting on some of the encounters, even last year, of unusual things. And some of them were pretty scary, but it's a good scare. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, to just like talking about God moving you from one location to the other. It has happened to me. Not one time. But in the past, I was scared of it. But in the future, I will not be.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Just leave one place and you're somewhere. And details. So may God bring a lot of us into such encounters.
Amen.
That you will know that the God you serve is greater than what you think you know. May God elevate every one of us.
Hallelujah.
God has opened doors, and we're all going to walk through it. Yes. I am going to walk through it.
Amen. I will.
In the name of Jesus. You know, God's going to do amazing things. I want you to open your heart during this next few days in this month. We started this on the 31st to 31st. 31st December 21 to 31st January 22. May you use this time to really lock in. If you can see God at home before you come, that's fine. We'll help you even more. May God do the unusual with you and your family. The speedy restoration is already happening. It's not taking days. It's taking the same day. Miracles are already happening. Testimonies are already coming. I'm just looking forward to have a greater testimony. May the word you are hearing, don't be casual with it this time. Let it be real for you and your household. The angelic assistants are available. May they come and begin to help you and assist you and me and my family and your family. May God take you to realms that you've never been before. May He take me and take you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you want a unique encounter with God, may it happen to you.
Yes.
So as you take of this covenant blessing cup, may all the spiritual blessings that are available for us be made manifest. We receive them in Jesus' mighty name. Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you that took time to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. Thank God for those that are online, logged in, and those that are watching on YouTube and Facebook Live and Reddit and whatever else. May God's abundance abide with you. Take note of the word of the Lord tonight. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
God has the final say in your life. Receive it and walk in that grace.
Amen.
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 Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Father, with lifted hands we worship you.
Yes.
We say, Lord, speak, for your servants are here to hear you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the empowering grace that's released unto our lives and for the manifestation of your glory upon us. Thank you, Father, that all limitations are removed and we are forever free, walking through open doors that you will never shut.
Amen.
But these doors, we thank you, are shut to the enemy. They cannot come through the pathway we go through. Just like Pharaoh and the Egyptians could not go through the pathway you created for the Israelites, so Lord, oh God, this day we declare that the way we go, that the enemy cannot come that way. For we are forever separated from all the workings of darkness. And your life fills and envelops us.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed and be
highly favored. I'm going to pray for somebody.
Lord.
Just one moment.
Yes.
There's somebody, your heart has been just racing and jumping almost into your throat. So I'm going to pray over you now. I speak to that heart of yours. I speak, peace be still.
Amen.
That over racing right now, I pull those arrows from your heart.
Jesus.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored and Amen. Be made whole.
Amen.
Peace be still to your heart.
Amen.
Beat at regular, normal rate.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, if you're that person, make sure we hear from you. God Amen. Bless you.
We
Zoom.